U.S.-backed Iraqi soldiers today are pushing deeper into Islamic State-controlled areas of Mosul as the months-long offensive continues. The intense fight today is for control of Mosul's international airport and a nearby military base. New York Times correspondent Ben C. Solomon has been on the front lines with Iraqi soldiers and special forces in Mosul. He joins us via Skype from the outskirts of the city. Ben, you recently traveled with Iraqi soldiers deep inside the eastern side of Mosul. Your video and print reports show total devastation. Describe more of what you saw.
Well, it's been really rough. A lot of Mosul that we're kind of seeing is in two parts. One is in the east, which is fully liberated. And the east, for all of its destruction, is actually pretty impressive in how well it's coming back to life. A lot of the city has a lot of parts of it that are still kind of still standing, and some of the markets that are still open. So a lot of the buildings and the destructions, in comparison to some of the other cities that I've seen, like Fallujah, which was completely destroyed, are actually pretty good shape. But for the most part, a lot of the city was really beaten down by airstrikes, and a lot of the infrastructure that went along with having the occupation of ISIS for 2 years has made it really hard for people to come back. So all around, we're seeing a lot of things being challenged by just the movements of this fight.
So businesses, schools on the liberated side are starting to try to come back.
Yeah, it's very surprising. And at the same time, just kind of a part of the fabric of life for the people around there. I mean, the people of Mosul and the people of Iraq and all have all seen a lot of war and a lot of destruction over the past 10, 15 years.
Ben, you even went to a local school that's now reopened. Here's some sound from your report. Let's take a listen.
Deeper into the city, we came across a school, and the students are really excited to be back. Over the last 2 years, ISIS has forced local schools to teach their own sort of propaganda syllabus, and the principal here tells us that only 20% of the students had been coming to school. Now they are completely overloaded with students.
Ben, it's kind of incredible that a school is actually open there so soon after it was controlled by ISIS.
Yeah, it was one of the most inspirational and exciting things that we got to witness, which is the fact that these kids that were really, you know, held back for about 2 years and hadn't really had any education at all. When we went to visit the school, which had been open for just about a week, they were absolutely just brimming. These kids were so excited, and it was just such a nice sight to see all these young people kind of really eager to learn.
Ben, ISIS has had months to dig in and prepare. What are you seeing and hearing today traveling with Iraqi forces?
Well, today we just came back from the front lines with the special forces here. They have just started the fight, pushing forward towards the airport. My colleague took a look at some of the overhead satellite footage and some of the drones and said that it's completely devastated. We haven't got a chance to see it yet, but from the looks of things, it's going to be completely beat down. We weren't allowed to go in. We were hoping we could get a chance to kind of embed with the soldiers and push our way to the front with them. But the special forces soldiers that we were working with told us it's way too dangerous. It's completely insecure. It's full of booby traps. And I think that we kind of made the decision as a group to kind of not push in today, kind of wait to see how it kind of pans out over the next few days.
The fight for Mosul started months ago, Ben. Is there a sense that this push into the western side and the airfield is the final battle, or are ISIS fighters deeply entrenched throughout the urban center?
Yeah, it's pretty complicated now. The Iraqi forces have the city surrounded. On the south, they've just kind of taken control through the different villages and spent the past 2 days kind of clearing out some of the smaller villages that still had ISIS kind of in them. And now they're taking a push from the west as well, inward. So a lot of the thinking of the next few days is they're going to push up through the airport, take over that airport and use it as a staging area to then push into the city. If you look at the difference between eastern Mosul and western Mosul, eastern Mosul is a grid. It's got simple roads. Western Mosul is more of the older city. It's much more winding. It's much more smaller, narrow roads that are really hard to get Humvees down. So the fight there is going to be really long and tough. The idea now is that they have to really prepare themselves by surrounding it in a much more effective way and have staging points. But I think this battle is going to really last for a couple months at least.
Ben, finally, how are civilians holding up? They always take the brunt in conflicts. Can you tell me what you know from civilians you've run into?
it's clear that something like the figures that the UN are releasing is something like 800,000 people are under siege there. And a lot of the people we talked to seemed really happy just to be getting out from the rule of ISIS. But now it's complicated as to where they'll go. The refugee camps are going to be overloaded. I think in the Eastern offensive, it was easier to fight around these people and fight around the civilian places. In the West, I think it'll be harder. It'll be a lot more complicated. And seeing as this will probably be ISIS's last stand in this place, I'm sure it'll be a much harder fight and a much more kind of problematic place for civilians to be. So I'd expect some pretty devastating times ahead for the people of Mosul.
New York Times reporter Ben C. Solomon traveling with Iraqi special forces in Mosul. Ben, thank you and stay safe.
Thanks a lot.